In this bulletin, Turkish authorities arrest a suspected IS terrorist believed to be planning an attack at a Gallipoli memorial service attended by many Australians. Law enforcement promised to be out in force at Anzac Day memorials around Australia. And in tennis, the ATP Finals will have a new home from 2021. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Turkish authorities have arrested a suspected Islamic State terrorist who they believe was planning to attack a World War I commemoration in Gallipoli. The suspect was detained in Tekirdağ, a northwest province close to the Gallipoli Peninsula, where the service attended by hundreds of Australian and New Zealanders on April the 25th is held. Every year, many Australians and New Zealanders travel to Turkey to pay their respects to the Anzacs and Allied soldiers killed in the failed military campaign to drive Ottoman troops from Gallipoli in 1915. Large crowds have gathered at dawn services around the country to mark Anzac Day. Today is the 104th anniversary of the Gallipoli landings in Turkey by Australia and New Zealand forces in World War I. The anniversary serves as a day to remember Australians who fought and died in all wars. Speaking at the traditional service at Martin Place in Sydney, Army Major General Greg Bilton is drawing comparisons between those young people who fought in 1915 and those who have come to commemorate them today. Prince William is spending Anzac Day in New Zealand, where he will also spend time with the survivors of the Christchurch mosque terrorist attacks, with the country still on alert. The Duke of Cambridge begins his two-day tour of New Zealand today by laying a wreath at a World War I memorial service in Auckland. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is expected to meet with the Prince at the nation's War Memorial Museum, along with thousands of others paying homage to the soldiers lost in war. While the nation's threat level was downgraded from high to medium last week, dozens of Anzac events in New Zealand were cancelled or consolidated because of the security risk. Despite no imminent threats, New Zealand police and security forces are expected in numbers across the country. It's been revealed one of the perpetrators behind the Easter Sunday terror attack in Sri Lanka studied at an Australian university. The detail was announced at a press conference by Sri Lanka's Defence Secretary, Ruwan Wijewardena, who also says the death toll from the church and hotel bombings has now risen to 359. Mr. Wijewardena says there were 9 suicide bombers behind the attacks, 8 of whom have been identified, and is warning Sri Lankans to remain vigilant as the investigation continues. He says some of the suicide bombers, most of whom are Sri Lankan, travelled and studied abroad.
Some of them have, I think, studied in various other countries. They hold degrees. So we believe that one of the suicide bombers studied in the UK and then maybe later on did his postgraduate in Australia.
The IS terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the attack, with early investigations suggesting it was in retaliation for the New Zealand mosque massacre last month. Sri Lanka's president is vowing to completely restructure the police and security forces in the coming weeks. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in Russia's Far East for a summit with President Vladimir Putin. It will be Mr. Kim's first talks with the Russian president. Russia says the pair will meet later today to talk about the denuclearizing of the Korean Peninsula. Mr. Kim says he has high hopes for the first meeting.
I've come to Russia with warm feelings from my people. As I said, I hope this visit will be successful and useful. And during the talks with dear President Vladimir Putin, I can discuss specifically the issues of resolution on the Korean Peninsula and the development of our bilateral relations.
The meeting comes just months after discussions on denuclearization between Mr. Kim and United States President Donald Trump collapsed, finishing early with no agreement. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the country's oil exports will continue despite the United States' decision to impose sanctions on countries who import it. US President Donald Trump introduced the sanctions on Iranian oil in November last year, but has given some countries waivers which allow them to continue buying from Iran. On Monday, the US government announced the waivers will expire on May the 2nd and not be renewed in an attempt to put pressure on the Iranian government to give up its nuclear weapons program. Iranian leaders, however, are not fazed by the threat. In tennis, the ATP Finals will have a new home come 2021, with Turin's Pala Alpitour Stadium in Italy being selected to take over from Britain as the host nation. Turin was picked above more than 40 cities worldwide, including Singapore, Manchester, London and Tokyo, who all made it into the top five shortlisted venues. London's O2 Arena had hosted the event since 2009, but despite its popularity with fans and players, last August the ATP announced it was looking for a new venue. In a statement, the men's governing body says the move will bring the ATP finals to Italy for the first time in the tournament's 50-year history, making Turin only the 15th city ever to host the tennis season-ending event. The tournament features the world's top eight singles and doubles teams. Germany's Alexander Zverev took out the men's singles final last year, defeating Serbia's Novak Djokovic. Now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 29. Partly cloudy for Adelaide, 21. Melbourne, also partly cloudy, 22. Hobart, a late shower or two, 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, sunny, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. This is SBS News.